Hi, welcome to the Voice of the Vikings podcast. This is Lucas. I will be doing our first interview today with Professor Benton. This is going to focus mostly on Day of the Dead and how it's celebrated Hudson Valley, how, you know, the history of it, all that type of stuff. So this is Professor Benton.
Hi, Lucas.
Hi.
Well, first of all, thanks very much for inviting me. I'm very happy to be here. My name is Professor Benton, and I'm a full-time faculty member with the English Foreign Languages and English as a Second Language Department. I have been at Hudson Valley for almost 18 years, and I teach Spanish, Italian, French, and English as a Second Language. And I organize the annual events of Day of the Dead at Hudson Valley Community College.
And then can you give us an overview of what Day of the Dead is?
Of course. Day of the Dead is sometimes difficult to define. I hope that by the end of this podcast, we all have a better idea of what Day of the Dead is. It is a day when Mexicans remember their dead loved ones. It's, again, tough for me to say whether it's a celebration or a sad occasion, because it's a mixture of both. It's a tradition, and like I said, Mexicans think about their dead loved ones on this day. They remember them. And we hold the belief that we get closer to them around this time of the year. Some people think that their dead loved ones come to visit with them in the form of a spirit. But many of us just see Day of the Dead as a very nice occasion to think about those who are no longer with us.
So obviously you care a lot about Day of the Dead. So what is your personal connection? How do you celebrate it? What's your sort of connection to Day of the Dead?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, since I was a little girl, grew up in Mexico, during this time of the year, you find ofrendas or altars everywhere, and in public places, like restaurants, hotels, even in the street, if the weather allows for that, people set up altars, or like I said, we call them also ofrendas. And these are sometimes not dedicated to anyone in particular, but people who observe this tradition set up the same kind of ofrenda at home, and they put up the pictures of the people they want to remember. So when I was growing up, yes, and I didn't see a lot of ofrendas in my home, but my father would always take us, me and my siblings, to the bakery store, and so we could buy sugar skulls. And it's a custom to get a sugar skull with your name on the forehead. Some of my students tell me this is creepy, but as a child, you don't see it as creepy. It's a way of being close to death.
So what are some misconceptions about the Day of the Dead? I think in America, at least, a lot of people kind of confuse it with Halloween, or it's correlated with Halloween because they're close and they're both kind of morbid in some ways. Mm-hmm. So what are some just common misconceptions you find about Day of the Dead?
I would say the first one is the one you just mentioned. A lot of people think Day of the Dead is the Mexican form of Halloween. And it's not, really. It's not. Halloween has its origins. Day of the Dead finds its origins on pre-Columbian beliefs before Mexico was conquered by the Spanish. The people who used to live there had this belief that they're... But I'm getting to the history, right? No. Let's go back to misconceptions. So again, I think the first one is thinking that Day of the Dead is the American form of Halloween. Another misconception is thinking that you have to throw a party on Day of the Dead. I have had people ask me, are you going to party today because it's Day of the Dead? And as I said before, it's not exactly a party. It's more of an observance. I would say those are the main two misconceptions I have found. Yeah.
Yeah, and that sort of ties into my next question of just, how is it different in Mexico than it is from America? Mm-hmm. Because obviously, like you said, in America, people party for Day of the Dead. It's more of like it's like Halloween or Christmas for us. It's more of like an occasion to just get together and put on outfits and hang out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely started as more as a celebration in the U.S. In Mexico, like I said, it was more an observance. People who observe this tradition go to the cemetery on December 2nd, at cemeteries where their dead loved ones are buried. or cremated. And they bring flowers, food, they pray, and they spend the night there. That is the highest level of observance. But here in the U.S., people started celebrating, exactly, with parades and wearing clothes. And then in 2016, or perhaps 2015, a James Bond movie came out, and the opening scenes, there's a sign that says Mexico City, and there is some kind of parade of Day of the Dead. And really, in Mexico, we had never seen that. I believe the movie was released in 2015, but don't quote me on that. At any rate, Mexico, the Ministry of Tourism in Mexico, got an idea from that movie. And in 2016, we had the first ever Day of the Dead parade in Mexico. So, yeah. People went out in the street wearing skeleton suits and things, flowers, and a lot of the symbolic things from Day of the Dead. They went out in the street. There were floats. There were all kinds of things you find in a parade. And that was the first ever Day of the Dead parade in 2016, so it's relatively new. After Mexico City, after that year, all major cities in Mexico have now a parade.
How do you feel about that? Because it's obviously being more commercialized as a holiday. And do you think there's anything wrong with that? Do you think there's an issue with that at all?
I think it has both very positive aspects, but perhaps not so positive ones. I want to say that it's great that this commercialization is creating a lot of cultural awareness. More people are aware of this tradition, which is great. And a lot of people find it interesting and even comforting to think that the people you love who are no longer around are still with you, as long as you remember them, as long as, you know, you take this occasion to think about them. So to me, that's really very positive. Perhaps a little bit of a downside of it is that it's becoming very commercial, as you just said, and maybe the meaning is going to change a little bit. I see all kinds of Day of the Dead merchandise here in the U.S., and some of the things I see are very true to the tradition. Some others are not. For example, little dogs, you know, the like skeletons. But there are T-shirts, masks, all kinds of things. So yeah, it's become very commercial. So my hope is that it doesn't lose its meaning and becomes one more party.
Is that a part of your process when you're like organizing events at Hudson Valley for Day of the Dead? Do you find it important to preserve the original heritage of that holiday?
Yes, very much. I set up the ofrenda, the altar, at the atrium of the library. I make sure it has, if not all, most of the traditional elements, and which, you know, flowers, food, a lot of the things that you can see there, sugar skulls, ceramic skulls. There's a million things that I've been bringing from Mexico throughout the years. And in an attempt to really preserve the tradition, I opened it up last year to the college community to send me pictures, to remember their dead loved ones by placing their picture in the ofrenda. So the process is, well, students and faculty and members of the college community, anyone who works or studies at Hudson Valley sends me photographs. And I print them in color and I put them in the ofrenda. So those people are being remembered and honored according to the Mexican tradition. Last year, as I said, was my first year to do that. But this year I've been getting many more pictures, and these are pictures of people I don't know. But I'm just very happy to respectfully print their picture and put it there. So like I said, they're being remembered and honored this Day of the Dead. And according to the Mexican tradition, as long as people remember you in an ofrenda, you're still with them, which might be a universal belief, right?
Yeah. Do you think that there's anything maybe wrong with people that are not Mexican trying to celebrate the holiday?
No. If anything, the feedback I have received throughout the years from again, the college community, is that they find this tradition a very nice way of remembering the people they have lost. And they want to participate. You know, that's why I get those pictures. And I annually I give a small talk, an interactive talk about Day of the Dead. And again, the feedback I get from this talk is always that, well, that's a very nice way to look at death. And people ask me if that prepares Mexicans for death or, well, I think it does. It doesn't mean that we are not afraid of death or we are not sad when we lose somebody. But in a way, I think it's good to be close, you know, to the idea that we're going to go sometime.
And moving on to the history component now, which is my wheelhouse, can you give us just, how did Day of the Dead start? Where did it start? How? Just give us a general overview of that.
Okay. Well, when the Spanish arrived in what we now know as Mexico, they found that there was a dominant indigenous group. This dominant indigenous group were the Aztecs. They had formed an empire, and they have conquered many other indigenous groups. So apparently, since the times of the Mayans, indigenous people in part of North and Central America had this belief that their dead loved ones would come back and visit with them once a year. And they measured time very accurately, actually. The Mayan calendar is very accurate, perhaps just a few days off our modern calendar. And the Aztecs adopted the Mayan calendar and turned it into the Aztec calendar. So following that calendar, they observed this tradition and believed that people who were no longer with them would come back and visit with them. When the Spanish came, they brought with them their language, their culture, and their religion. And they just imposed that on the indigenous people. And I should say the indigenous peoples, because like I said, it was the dominant group was the Aztecs, but there were many others. So they imposed their beliefs. And this was brutal. It was a conquest. It was a war. So nothing nice about it. It was just brutal. From now on, you're going to be Catholic. You're going to observe my religion. You're going to speak my language. And it wasn't nice, right? But the Catholic Church found a very hard time trying to override this tradition. Eventually, they compromised and they added Catholic symbols to the indigenous tradition and set it up so it could take place just after a Catholic holiday. So we have All Saints Day on November 1st, which is a Catholic observance. And right after that, Day of the Dead on November 2nd. And that was the compromise. And that was the merging of the two cultures. That's why when you think about Day of the Dead, you also think about a lot of religious symbols.
And move on to the last question here.
Yes.
I do think that there is obviously value in that continuance of indigenous culture, right? I think that there's a lot of power in continuing, even though the Spanish tried their very best to destroy Aztec and indigenous culture, that a piece of it still exists. And do you think that that indigenous culture around death is, do you think that's different from ours? Because obviously, we don't really celebrate death in the same way that Mexico does with Day of the Dead. Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's a difference there, a different culture around death?
Yeah, observances, like I said, in small towns when people spend the night praying or chanting, we don't see that in the U.S. Those are traditions that are left over from the indigenous times, before all the Catholic symbolism was incorporated. Among those traditions, there's also that of spreading flower petals on the ground to show your dead loved ones how to come back to your house. But now in many small towns, those flower petals are spread from people's homes to the main church, or vice versa, from the main church to different people's homes.
Well, that was a wonderful interview, Professor Benton. Do you, before we go, do you want to just give a shout out to any events you have going on anytime soon or anything?
Yes, I would love to. Some of the events that we organized for this year have already taken place. Like I said, I set up the ofrenda or altar annually at the atrium of the library. And this year we had the opening of the exhibit on October 8th. So it's a nice occasion. We serve some food. People come and we cut a ribbon. On October 10, we had a mariachi performance. The Office of Cultural Affairs was very gracious to collaborate with me in bringing this mariachi band. So that was a lot of fun. And we had an incredible turnout from members of the campus community and outer community. On October 15, last week, I showed the movie Coco. And that was a lot of fun. And we had a taco bar. It was so well attended that we ran out of food. Tomorrow, at the multipurpose room on the second floor of the Marvin Library, I am going to host this interactive talk about Day of the Dead. And I will serve a Mexican dinner together with hot chocolate. So I hope to see a lot of you. I hope you can come, Lucas. I hope to see lots of students. And it's a very nice event. And finally, our last event for Day of the Dead at Hudson Valley is going to take place on October 28th, a week from today, on a Monday. I am showing the movie The Book of Life. And again, I will have a taco bar, and it's a lot of fun. So I hope you can join us. And
try my best.
Yeah. And again, all these events are organized with the purpose of creating cultural awareness, spreading this part of Mexican culture and sharing it with the campus community.
Well, that was Professor Benton on Voices of the Vikings podcast. Really interesting answers. Really, you're a wonderful professor, obviously. You care a lot about Day of the Dead.
I do.
And thank you for talking to us today.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.